You're listening to Coon Hunting Confidentials on the Houndstooth Podcasting Network, where we explore anything and everything coon hunting and listen to coon hunting stories from across the nation that include cryptids, the paranormal, the unexplained, and a whole hell of crazy. I'm Daniel Felker, your host. Join me and my buddies, Dustin Faulkner and Ryan James, as we explore into the confidential side of coon hunting. Warning, some material may not be suitable for children.
Hello, everybody.
Yo.
It's your boys.
Coming at you again.
With another great and wonderful episode of Coon Hunting Confidentials. We're just chilling at Dustin's house, talking about all kind of crazy stuff, things in life. Speaking of things going on in life, what y'all got planned? When this comes out, the whole eclipse thing will be over with. It'll be next Wednesday when this comes out, and this on next Monday. What y'all think? Y'all think there's any to the whole all this other stuff
it.
Going on?
I hadn't thought about it.
That's something else that's been making me mad, popping up on my little short reels. Jesus ain't coming back on the daggum eclipse. America ain't gonna fall into the sea.
I agree.
Like, all y'all need to shut up. we had an eclipse 4 years ago and did nothing astronomical happen. Like,
was it 2017?
The birds and shit do quit chirping or start chirping. It does get a little weird.
It's weird, but it's not nothing that hadn't happened hundreds of times throughout human history. Like, there ain't nothing special about it.
It is pretty cool. I think just the fact that I could possibly never see another one like full. But we're not going to be in the direct path of total darkness this go around.
We're going to be like 82 or 86%, something like
that. I feel
like
I've seen a lot of stuff in my lifetime, though, that they said that ain't happened in a million years.
But
it ain't.
The damn cicadas done hatched.
The blue moon or whatever.
And the cicadas hatching. That shit's happened like 3-4 times in my life, and they're like, they only come around every 100 years or something dumb shit like that. I'm like, nah. Nah, because I've seen it like 3-4 times, and they're like, well, it's never been this bad. Nah,
the 13 and the 17 year hatch had never happened together since we've been alive.
I call bullshit.
We'll find out when the summer comes.
I remember the lake being so covered that it looked like a sea of cicadas at Lake Greenwood, and you couldn't catch a fish.
Because they was full.
Didn't have to eat nothing.
We could have ate cicadas, though.
If we'd have had to.
How would you eat them?
I would fry them.
Just eat them whole.
I would fry them.
Raw.
Like
crunchy.
Deep fry them, like just psh.
I wouldn't fry them.
I'd deep fry them.
Raw?
I'd just eat them raw. I might roast them in the oven.
That sounds a little more appetizing than raw.
Depending on how hungry I was.
No, I don't know. I think the whole eclipse thing, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool to see all this stuff.
Mississippi going to have 100% blackout.
Me and Dustin's going to sacrifice a cow.
I ain't sacrificing nothing.
Well,
all right, cuz, whack him.
It's weird you say that because that could be happening in Israel in like sometime this month. Bunch of weird stuff going on that I have been paying attention to.
Because
there's always something
biblical
happening.
We've been in the end of days since Jesus ascended, man, just because stuff is happening. And he's closer to coming back today than he was yesterday.
That's true.
But
tell him, Dustin.
I still be watching.
He's going to come like a thief in the night. That means if somebody says he coming on that day, guess what? He ain't coming, bro. It's going to be a thief in the night means maybe nobody expects it.
They weren't even close.
Yeah. I mean, he been coming back 100 times since I've been alive, and I ain't seen him yet.
The whole thing about the astrological stuff is, man, John Hagee. Like different signs.
Because,
you know, the whole thing with, like, the sun and the moon was four in Genesis 4. the marking of seasons, dates, times, because the whole Passover thing, the reason why our Passover floats is, I mean, our Easter is because the Passover is a floating holiday. Mm-hmm. And see, Easter is celebrated the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. The Passover is celebrated at such and such. Now, I don't understand why we don't celebrate Easter in correlation with Passover, because that would have been about the time Jesus would have been crucified during. That's why everybody was in Jerusalem and stuff for Passover. Mm-hmm. But Passover is celebrated after astrological signs with the moon and stuff, however their years are correlated. So I understand for the marking of that, but when it goes into writing books on the red blood moons of, like, John Hagee was writing and making bucoodles of money and spouting all this stuff off of just astrological events and stuff, and is as signs, and I'm like, I quit paying attention to stuff like that. I just start looking at it for looking at the event of, it's an eclipse. I might not ever see one. It's a cool event if I die tomorrow.
What day's the eclipse happening?
Monday.
Okay.
So other than that, I hope everybody, I'm going to grab Peyton's shield and go, his welding hood, and go glance at it for a minute. But on the last time, it was cool to hear the cicadas and stuff in the middle of the day and it get dark and stuff. But other than that,
like I say, I couldn't catch no fish, so I wasn't a big fan.
That's where you was at?
They wouldn't bite.
They wasn't biting with the cicadas all over the lake.
I was thinking about the eclipse, had them not biting.
I know. I stood out in the yard. I was working third shift. I set my alarm, woke up, had me the little eclipse glasses, and went out there and stood in the yard for about a minute and a half, and I was like, okay, I can go back to bed now.
I was driving down I-26, hanging out the window.
Staring at it like a damn idiot.
Jeez
in the work truck.
Come back to Gavney. Like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Look, look.
He's all hanging out the window looking. I had to, like, really get out the window. I'm pretty sure Dale was driving while I got climbed out the window. He had the wheel for me.
Right, now you look.
Your turn.
That's kind of how that went.
Dang old Dale. I ain't seen him in a while.
Well, let's see. Went coon hunting Saturday, Friday night. We had a doubleheader in Whitmire. How many dogs do we have?
Let me see.
South Carolina's got the, y'all wasn't there. I knew Dustin wasn't there.
I wasn't.
Ryan didn't even show up just to socialize.
I could have been there. I was off that night.
Oh, you weren't
there. I just didn't know there was a hunt.
You wasn't in that group text?
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't in that one.
Yeah, it was in that for, like, guides and stuff, because South Carolina started back up the State Association and started the Governor's Cup Series stuff back up from a long time ago. So now you got this Governor Cup that's just accruing money in his and. It looks like it's causing the UKC numbers to go up more than they have been, because we had 12 dogs early round, 2 night champion cast, 2. Uh-oh, Dustin's about to shut that yapping dog up. He couldn't take no more of it. So anyway, we had 12 dogs, 2 night champions, 2 registered cast. I guided the early round, and I should have hunted and not hunted the late round, because the early round, I was just guiding. And
you should have hunted both rounds.
We hunted. Well, I got there, and I wasn't wanting to hunt both rounds. I really wasn't. In my heart of hearts, I wasn't wanting to hunt both rounds.
Why would that go?
So I had 2 dogs, and it was tit for tat. There was enough registered to where if I would have entered smoke, it would have been a 1-4 dog registered cast that I stood a chance of getting on for that one. And if I hunted echo in the early round, when I got there, that there would have been 1-4 dog night champion cast. So I was like, you know what? I'm just it just stayed four three-dog casts, 12 dogs. So I wasn't going to be the odd one to throw that fourth entry in there. I was just like, you know, I'll just wait and come back and put my entry in, and then we'll see what we get. So we ended up on late round with the early round, we looked at dogs, looked at two coons. We looked at two coons, one the male dog, that one I don't remember his name. He looked pretty good. And then we went back out there for the late round to the same spot. And that same male dog hit the creek, hooked hard right, went a mile deep, never opened up in an hour. Echo and that other dog, Camry, was the dog's name, a female. They boo-hooed on the track down there in that swamp wetland for an hour, and they never could push it out of there. And so anyway, it was a dead cast late round. I didn't do no good. Should have hunted early. But that was good socialization and stuff going on over there. I got
some good fellowshipping.
That was good fellowshipping. There's always good entertainment when Charles Stuck and Will Johnson's around.
Mm. Was that funny?
Yes, that was funny. So
I bet it was.
Charles Stuck is kind of a funny fella himself. He's funny.
What about Little Charles? Was he there?
Yeah, Little Charles. John Wayne showed up.
He's funny too.
Yeah.
Daisy's like, I don't know where this kid come from, but I love him.
We call him John Wayne. His name's Little Charles. He goes to our coon club, and he's same age as my son, Peyton. And so we call him John Wayne, Little Charles. I don't know. Take your pick which one you want to call him, but he's funny too. He talks country.
Peyton says, what we going to tell her, P-Daddy? Peyton, P-Daddy.
Yeah.
What we going to tell her, P-Daddy?
I give it to him. He's got a little black and tan. I don't know what all dogs he's got over there right now. I don't have a freaking clue. But y'all got anything new going on in life worth talking about?
Well, let me think about it.
Hey, you can talk. We seen an event today.
Oh, man, we seen a daggum homicide. No, we didn't see the homicide, but we seen the police arriving.
We didn't know what was going on.
We seen this woman standing out front of these apartments crying. I was like, oh, he done beat the hell out of her. Well, that was not the case. She walked upon somebody deader than 4 o'clock. And then they come and investigate it. And while they investigating it, they're like, and I think it was some time later, like they done thought they cleared the house. The murderer was hiding in the daggum house, barricaded himself in a room.
What did he thought they had done left or something?
They've been going off in Clinton. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe he's just a real good hiding seeker. He's a champion. Well, he ain't that good. He got
that
caught.
Good.
Nah, yeah, I probably got away. He should have just stayed still a little longer.
Man,
don't let them smell your fear.
That's right.
We talk about that new addition to the at our household. A little prick-eared mountain feist. That was
named Lunatic.
I'm not gonna name her Buzzkill. I'm back out on that one. So I'm either on the paperwork. It's either gonna be Wicked City Lunatic or Pretty Wicked Lunatic.
Wicked City's a good one. That's Witty City Lunatic.
The Wicked City.
Witty
you know,
City.
Back in the day, they used to call Whitmire the Wicked City. That was at CB Handle. That was where they referred to Whitmire.
All them devil worshippers over there.
That's you a know, good idea. And Joanna?
Joanna. You know what Joanna used to be on the CB?
What?
The Wild Kingdom.
The Wild Kingdom.
That was Joanna.
They used to say things about Joanna.
They say things about Whitmire, all kind of places.
Yeah.
But.
Like they can't read, stuff like that. But anyways.
Anyway. So, Wicked City Lunatic. I'm calling her Luna. And I've been kind of, dude, I done put squirrel feeder out in the front yard with some sunflower, some black oil sunflower seeds.
The boy's going squirrel crazy.
The part in the back pen. I sprinkled out some cracked corn and some stuff I got.
So you better be careful what you sprinkle out in your backyard. Crackheads be done sprinkled up in there.
No, they're cracked. Get shot.
Sprinkled out some crack.
Nah, cracked corn. I got that little – dude, you know that big pen I got behind my house, that old metal, like, water drum thing that's been in there forever?
Yeah.
I just went in there and – because it's like, what, 4 feet off the ground. I sprinkled a bunch of seeds and stuff on it today. Like, kind of – I'm going to use that kind of like a platform feeder for a minute.
That's a good idea, Daniel. He's so smart, Jenny.
We got to get these – got all these – feist squirrel dogs, get them trained up in the pen.
Into something. He's got a little miniature training pen.
It is that.
He's got a nice little pen.
There was one dog over there. She was treeing squirrels.
Who?
But she was skittish of a dog on freaking sprinkler. More or less shoot you the shot. Shit. Oh. Y'all know what dog it was that was so skittish that was stayed over there in that pen. I think she was treeing squirrels last summer in it. But I cut that sprinkler on to the garden, and that's all she wrote on that.
Yeah, she was scared of the cat.
But
you scared?
What do y'all think about? Well, that's off topic. I did see.
Lay it on us.
No, I did see a cross that was made in the black and tan world that I would really – I know I don't stand a chance of getting a puppy off of it, but I would love to have
you might would have had a chance if you – you probably don't now.
I probably should have messaged him when I seen it.
Messaging, you might still – maybe somebody will back out.
It was – Chad McCoy had made a post where he had bred Lefty to Cardi B. I hunted against Cardi B. Then we was down there in Mississippi at that little warm-up hunt. And she looked pretty good. I've kind of been looking at that line of black and tans for a while, that Black River. And I think I'd like to have a female, Black River female. But, hey, cool thing. My mama brought some – Ava brought some papers back home from my mama's house today, and I was kind of thumbing through them real quick, and I found the old paperwork to my daddy's old black and tan dog, Smoke, like the first real coon dog we ever had. Mm. I found a copy of his papers because we couldn't remember how he was bred.
And now he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to clone him.
I would – I started to message Chad McCoy and talk to him, but I was like, I kind of chickened out, to be honest.
You should have just called me. I could have talked you through it.
I was having a hard time if I wanted to commit. Do I want to commit? And then
you
now,
should have committed. I bet it would have treated the shit out of Bobcats.
I got a blue tick at the house if you want to take it.
I know
it,
we almost got a pack. We almost got a pack. We just need a couple more.
You got three there for sure. Mine and if you want to take that, you want to take that black female.
We're gonna dump the box on them. We're gonna dump the box on them.
You gonna take that black and tan?
We'll take them all. Echo.
Nah, that ain't happening.
Echo,
you forget that.
Smoke.
Echo and Smoke. You can forget
Squeeze,
that.
Squeeze, Keisha, we just hunt them in the daytime.
No.
Turn the whole damn box loose at one time.
The whole kennel.
We'll just cut them down a gravel road through a clear cut. And see what happens. About to break a day. Or ride around till the box blows up. I'm going to road hunt Squeeze out in front of the truck. We'll run something for sure. I bet he can't go all day road hunting without running something.
He's a tree squirrel.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
who?
Probably Squeeze. You remember, we treated a squirrel with him that night. He treated his first coon over there.
Oh.
He was 2 for 2.
Well, I guess we got to – I know a couple things to address with the last episode.
What we addressing?
Well, one, I had said something that I was going to once the show, after he told his story, what it reminded – kind of what it reminded me of. I did do that. His information's on there. And it's in the – and – Philippe did send me a message and said, if you go on his link tree now, there is another print. He was sold out of prints. There's new prints on there now.
Well, let me just look, because he was sure sold out of the ones I like.
It's called
the squirrel one.
Nope, he's got the dog one in. It's called Dolls, Guns, and Mason Jars or something like that.
That sounds cool.
I can't remember his
That's
website.
The one.
Let me just look it up in the link notes or the show notes.
We need him to draw us something.
So, he does have those, but what I will say, I was going to say something that reminded me, and somebody sent me a message and was like, hey, you never said what it reminded you of after he told his story. So, when I had heard him before tell the story, and he was talking about, it just felt like he just felt like there was Native Americans surrounding him. And I thought about Mr. Johnny's story, that little part of that, and it kind of reminded me of that. And that's what I was – it had kind of reminded me of
a little
bit about that at some point.
That's the one I like.
The one with the squirrel that's got the technical whatever scientific
name. Most people won't know, but that squirrel's growling in that picture.
Yeah, he is.
But then somebody sent a message that said Philippe said something about an abandoned – it was an email. It was like an abandoned cemetery. And he was like, what is an abandoned? I forgot how the email read exactly without going through and pulling it up. But it was like, how does a cemetery become abandoned? It's like, do all the residents get up and leave? Because that would be even scarier. And
the answer is yes. They do.
that's exactly what happened there, fella.
Nah.
And abandoned. If you come down here to us, I can take you to 3 abandoned cemeteries within like a mile and a half from each other. Less than that. I can walk to all 3 of them.
Nobody comes to visit them no more.
It's growed up in woods.
Yep. You can't even tell it's there till you trip over a headstone.
And some of the headstones, you might be able to read them and you might not. And you probably have no idea who to even... that was
I know
that
where some are
there.
That you can read, and they go back to like 1814.
I can take you some to the
17 over there that goes, the feller was born in 1774, so before it was America. It says 7, and he died in 18.
I can take you to a
good. What was his name?
He was a Dindy. John Michael Dindy. John Dindy is what his name was.
Well, son of a gun.
I can take you to one that's a good and like I got treed in the middle of it one time, and I'm telling you, you've walked around it 1,000 times. You've even been artifact hunting near it a couple of times.
I know where this is at.
And there's some old ones in there too, boy. It's a beautiful one. I love old graveyards. They do not weird me out whatsoever. Now,
what if there was a ghost midget popped up in one of them?
I don't know.
I think about you and the midgets quite often.
I think I've made peace with the midgets in my life, dude.
I think you have. Not if I pay one to bite you.
That ain't funny.
That's funny to me.
Okay, so I got a thing about midgets and clowns. And or things clowns. In like mascot costumes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, nah, I don't like up. That. Bump that.
What about the Carolina Coon Association, the mascot?
The coon thing?
Yeah.
I still ain't a big fan of
it. What if you was coon hunting and all of a sudden you heard something right behind you, you turn around and he was just standing there?
The big McCoon mascot? I know that was somebody doing that. I mean, that wouldn't bother me.
What about a clown?
That's a good way to get shot. Real quick. What
that's
would you do?
Information.
Son of a gun, Dustin. Hold on.
What is this?
The headstone you can read over yonder.
He was born May the 13th, 1765. He died in 1847.
Yeah.
You pulled that up on the internet?
Yeah.
I thought it was a picture of the headstone.
I didn't looked it up before.
Who is it?
John Dindy.
Dindy kin to Martha Dindy?
I think there's a woman. I think his wife was named Martha Dindy. I think there's a headstone over there, if I remember, said Martha Dindy on it.
Just for reference, wasn't Martha Dindy a school in Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I Sarah didn't go Sally. To it, but I'm pretty sure I thought I heard that was what it was.
Dandy. They called her Sally, I guess. It's in quotation.
That was his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe so, I'm wrong. I'm mistaken then, but I thought.
Martha Dandy was his daughter.
Ah.
Dude, that's crazy. There's a school named after her here.
And it's on your property. His offspring.
Not the school.
Not the school. The parents. His daughter.
His family burial ground.
Yeah, his family burial ground.
Me and Melissa was over there the other day. I think I counted like 18 graves. Because it's got a bunch of unmarked. It's just marked with a rock. Got a bunch of unmarked headstones.
There's that one going into Whitmire right there at the old Abrams house that there's a, I forgot who was buried back there. He was like a Civil War colonel or general or something's buried back there behind that big white house after you passed the school.
Right.
There's some type of, he was something that's buried. I forgot what he was.
It ain't Jake's family?
No. Well, no. Because that was the Abrams owned that house for a long time. We used to tell stories about this house. I went to school with a girl. I could reach out to Allison. She could tell me, but I'm pretty sure I heard her. She lives in Washington now, Washington State. But I'm pretty sure when we was in school, she told me that that house was haunted. I'm pretty sure that's what she said. That was always the rumors we was. It was like the house was haunted. It looks like a good house to be haunted, though, don't it?
It does.
Big old two-story house. Old. Golly, it's old. But let's see, what else was there? That's about it on that one that I can think of as far as that last episode to talk about. I didn't make no notes of it. But
in the graveyard.
Oh. And then the thing like Mr. Johnny with the Indians. That's kind of what it reminded me of. And
in case they want to go listen, that's episode 2.
So what's going on y'all getting the marriage plans, all that stuff hashed out?
Not really.
We're working on it a little bit, trying to clean out I'm having to give up my man room that had all my fishing and hunting stuff in it. One Monday, we pulled everything out of my building.
Straightened it up.
Straightened it up and throwed crap away and moved stuff out of the room out there.
Golly.
And then.
No, you don't got it that bad, dude.
It ain't going to be bad.
You still go hunting and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she'll go with me.
There's some other people I know that just.
Did she tell you I sent her that picture?
Yeah.
That of Philippe's.
Yeah.
Off Instagram, I told her, I was like, you got to take a picture of this, just like this in your wedding dress with Dustin's dog in your hand looking up that tree. And I was like, matter of fact, Dustin needs to be over there getting ready to pop a shot or something. Mm. Like, that would be a really cool wedding picture.
I throw a damn dead squirrel at me.
Sit plopper.
Catch it like me and
Plunk. Y'all can't do that before you get married, though, because you ain't technically supposed to see her in that dress before that day.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, unless y'all going to break social norms.
Don't do it.
We ain't superstitious.
Don't do it.
But I told her, I said, you know, we got to go to all the moats because we got to throw Dustin a bachelor party in Indiana.
No, we don't. We're going on a squirrel hunting trip.
Coon hunting and squirrel, whatever you want to call it.
I found a place in New Mexico to go kill an aberrant squirrel.
In New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Ooh, that's a haul there, buddy.
It's a slight haul.
No slight, that's a haul.
It's a month and a half worth of walking.
But what about this bachelor party? What all should we plan for this bachelor party in Indiana?
We're gonna do like Blake done me. Me and Dustin's got business to take care of. You can't seats taken. Oh. You can't go.
Who's salty?
Somebody.
So what are we going? Because Melissa come up to me and she said, "Well, dang. what I was going to go on at this party.
It sucks that the Grand Americans after the wedding and not before the wedding, because I know what we could have done.
I know. Slim, I already know where you was.
Y'all could have gone without me. I don't care to go there.
We'd get you and Andrew at the same time. Let's go to the cookout. Y'all just ride with us, man. We'll go get something to eat. We're here.
I don't ever ride with y'all. Last time I rode with y'all, I about froze to death.
Really?
Yeah, when we went to the dinner.
Oh, yeah. Poor Dustin.
It wasn't that bad. Let's see, what else? Y'all got anything else?
Yeah, we can't have his bachelor party at Autumn Oaks. You can't have a bachelor party at a wedding, boo.
The wedding is going to be 2 days before.
What?
So they get married on a Tuesday before Autumn Oaks. I mean, at the thing, but on that Tuesday.
Is Autumn Oaks camp? Are we going to be able to camp out in that thing starting Tuesday?
I'm not going to be there on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought we was going to the wedding. I thought we'd established this.
Well, I didn't know they was getting married. I thought they was getting married like in the thick of it. I didn't realize they was getting married at the beginning of it.
Well, that's
I wonder, is that where they honeymooning at? Bryce Matthews, are you honeymooning at Autumn Oaks this year? Where are y'all honeymooning?
Bo, we procrastinators. We don't plan ahead. I kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, we'll go
where ahead. Is she wanting to go? Mountains, cruise?
Don't go on a cruise. That's a terrible idea.
She wants to go on a cruise, but probably not for the honeymoon. I think we're going to end up in the mountains somewhere. She's been looking at Airbnbs.
Hey, I found this thing on TikTok y'all need to take with you. It's a little detector you can take around all the devices in your Airbnb and motels, and it costs like $40, and it's supposed to tell if there's a hidden camera in anything, like, it's supposed to let you know.
Oh, hell, let them watch. I'm fixing to put on a show for somebody.
Hey, did I ever tell y'all this thing? I'll tell y'all this real quick, then we'll get into this conversation.
It'll be a quick show.
Yeah. Funny. 3 minutes of their life.
It's like Stone Cold trying to take one of that cold bath. It's like, oh, God, I'm 45 seconds. I'm never going to make 3 minutes. That's funny. Anyway, so one time, I don't even remember the name of this hotel. We went and stayed in Pigeon Forge. It was downtown Pigeon Forge over there by the island, I think. George would have to remind me the name of the place.
The Bed Bug Inn?
No.
Oh.
So, it was a nice place. My aunt is somewhere over there near the carousel. It's right there near the carousel in Pigeon Forge. So, we go and we done booked it on the, went on the internet, booked our stay like a month ahead of time or whatnot, and we was going to go up there. It had to be around November. And so, we go to check in. And this old dude, after we checking in, this older dude comes around and he's looking and he's talking to us. And he was like, you know, y'all don't look nothing like y'all do on the internet. And I'm like, I looked at Jordan. George looked at me. And I was like, what in the world is he talking about? He freaked me out. George was like, what if his room's bugged?
And is that like, all he says?
He said, yeah, he was like,
we had to get to the bottom of that damn statement. I wouldn't have lived there without.
I did not get to the bottom of that.
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
That was all. It was like,
we'd have got to the bottom of that. Y'all come this close to the up, probably.
It was a real nice place, man. But that was like.
That's usually how it happens. It's usually a real nice guy, real calm fella.
That skin.
Don't feel threatened at all until he's filleting you.
Like on Joe Dirt, he's gonna make a suit out of your skin so he could tuck his wiener in.
Yeah.
It puts the lotion on.
Look nothing like you do on the internet.
That's what he said too. He said it just like that real country and everything, just out of nowhere.
He might have thought y'all was somebody.
He was like, y'all don't look nothing like y'all do on the internet. And I was like, maybe he Facebook stalked us. I was like, you reckon that's what happened? I don't know, but
That's weird. I will not lie. That's
it didn't keep me from having a good weekend. This was probably
quotations.
7-8 years ago. Somewhere in that neighborhood. So
I'm scared to stay in motels now.
Yeah, I'm not big on motels too. I thoroughly inspect that son of a gun. If it's got carpet in it anywhere, I will inspect it. If it's got linoleum floors down, you can pretty much, they've done.
They didn't get rid of their bed bugs.
They done bed bugged their place. See, if it's got carpet, I'm sketch. I'm like really looking.
Yes. There's only one place I'm sleeping in a motel, and that's at the Grand American because they pay for it. And I might not even do that this year coming.
So.
He slept on the air mattress this year.
Yeah. In the motel.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, jeez Louise. So, we got anything
might
else?
Might cut my Grand American trip short.
Are we ready? Are we ready to talk to Squishy? Go down. We're gonna take this conversation to Buford, and are we gonna come back and talk about it, or are we gonna get out of here?
We're gonna get out of here.
All right. Well, the last time we had a review, last episode from Squishy something or other, whatever his full handle is on there, but we sat down and recorded with him last week, and it's a pretty good conversation, I thought. What'd y'all think?
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. You enjoyed it, Dustin?
I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
It was funny. So, well, we're going to get on into this one with Squishy. And, hey, if you can, right now, I have no place I can turn dogs loose right now while turkey season's in. So, my coon hunting has come to a screeching halt.
So, if you got a couple thousand you'd like to let us home, you know, get in touch with us and let us know.
And if you can, keep them dogs in the woods and happy hunting, y'all. Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on, Bubba?
I can't call it. We all three sitting here and getting ready to talk to you, see if we can put some PSI on this conversation.
Hopefully we can.
So you got me confused. It's come up Illinois on the caller ID when I called this number. Is that where you're from?
Well, I don't tell nobody that, but that's where I'm from.
Okay. Where do you live now? I mean, we
ain't I live in Barnville, South Carolina now.
Okay. You said Barnville or Barnville?
Barnville.
Where is that?
Right next in Hampton by Yamasee.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy, you way down there.
Yeah, I'm down here in right here on the water.
Yeah. Well, if you good, we'll go ahead and get into it.
All right. Well, me and two of my buddies was...
Oh, no, man. No, oh. No. We ain't going to get to that yet. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Let's talk about coon hunting. How long you been coon hunting? Right. Stuff like that. We got to put some PSI on this conversation, remember?
I started coon hunting when I was about 17 or 18, I think. James Linton, the guy that runs, that owns Billy Linton Bugle Coon Squallers.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that took me hunting the first time. And then ever since then, I've just been hooked on it. So I did a lot of hunting down here, and I did a lot of hunting in Illinois too.
What'd you grow up hunting with?
Walker dogs.
Any line in particular?
The first one I owned was a Trackman dog.
Well, that ain't terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I've tried a couple different lines. A buddy of mine had some Schooner River dogs and Clover dog.
What do you prefer now?
The one,
oh, I'm sorry. Go
the
ahead.
One I've done, The one I've done the most winning with was out of Mr. Jackdog.
I've never heard of this dog. How was that dog? You said Mr.
Mr. Jack.
How's that dog bred? I don't know. I'd have to look this remember. Up.
I don't even remember. That was quite a while ago when I was doing that. But I think I was hunting him in 2013, 2014. I hunted him in the Grand American. I hunted him in Autumn Oaks.
All right. You still hunt walker dogs now, or?
I don't own any myself, but Mr. Linton, he has a couple that I can use whenever. So every now and then I'll grab one of his and go out to the woods. But I work nights, so coon hunting is hard to do. So I've got a little beagle now, trying to get some more beagles, so start doing some daytime hunting.
Heck yeah. More power to you, dude. You can have Adam.
Daniel, I don't like rabbit hunting.
You can have Adam.
I kindly like rabbit hunting myself.
But
if a dog will run it, I'll shoot at it.
That's what I
do that, but I ain't trying to bust through no briars. I'll walk the road beds, but I'm not going through the briars unless something's stationary.
That's what the dog's for.
Exactly. Man, them people I've been rabbit hunting with, dude, they bust through them briars with briar-proof clothing on, and they push them out of there. And I'm like,
I'm too fat for briar-proof clothing. They don't make it for me. That stuff gets hot. I start sweating. Nope, can't do it.
Time to shed something.
Yes, sir. Be out there in just my drawers and some briar-proof clothing and a t-shirt on, nothing else. It gets too hot in there for that.
Especially down your way.
Oh, yeah.
How big do rattlesnakes get down there?
Biggest rattlesnake. A buddy of mine,
he had a Z71. He killed one that was hanging off both sides of his tailgate.
Man, I bet it had a head like a softball.
It had a big one. It had a big one. I didn't see it in person. It was pretty good.
Head like a loggerhead turtle.
I was just imagining getting hit by something that doggone big.
Break your leg.
No, God, sir. Boy. Couldn't do all that. I try not to look for them, so I'm not. I don't see them.
I'd be looking like crazy. I want one so bad. I want to hide.
Have you ever eaten one?
I have tried rattlesnake, but I mean, it wasn't that great when I tried it. I mean, so I would try it again if somebody else was cooking it.
I had the opportunity one time, and I couldn't bring myself to do it.
What?
This was a long time ago, man.
Some of the stuff I know you'd eat.
I feel about the same way. I'll eat just about anything.
Just about.
I'll do just about anything for a couple of dollars, but in a whole lot. $20 is $20. You know what I mean?
That's like $20. I was thinking the same thing.
See, now my doggone eyes is watering.
He's wheezing.
No, I'm not wheezing. We got that under control.
Wheezing it.
No, it's not bad.
This is about what I sound like when I walk across the parking lot.
Oh, anyway, I'll not say this. I might bleep this out. You might get offended, but I pulled your Facebook profile up, and I was telling Ryan because I read your message last night, and I pulled it up, and I was like, he kind of reminds me of Jelly Roll a little bit. And I get that a lot. Okay. So I won't be the only person that had offended you if you got offended over it.
I ain't getting offended over that. Well, he's an awesome dude. I ain't getting offended over that.
In case anybody don't know,
Do what?
Daniel's pretty good at offending people, in case anybody don't know.
In case you're wondering.
Takes a lot to offend me.
Oh, man. I'm glad I didn't offend you.
And he'll get offended, no. too.
He will get his feelings hurt in a minute.
Well, go ahead and tell us. Either you can tell us. You said you had some stories while we laughing. You said you had some stories that included amphetamines.
Oh I used to hunt with a couple of buddies up in Illinois that dang was on amphetamines at
Hell
the time.
Yeah.
And then when them boys are out hunting, they think everything is a drone. Like everybody's watching them.
Yes, I too have been hunting with a drone. Droners.
Hey, we was looking
so
for
if you find a star. Thing. If you find a star that looks like it's blinking, you'd be like, "Hey, bro, I think that's a drone right there. I think it's a drone right there." Them boys would be running through the woods. So turn your light off. Turn your light off.
Yeah,
it's great. Or driving down the road and look up and see a pole light way off in the distance. Be like, "Hey, y'all see that light? I think it's moving." Them boys get to tripping. They're talking about, "Oh, we got to get off here. Turn the lights off. Turn the lights off." Everything. It's great. But dang, hunting with them boys, if you hunt with them boys, you better have something to drink and have a snack with you, because you hunting from light to light.
Yeah.
We got to get us some meth head friends.
I mean, I got a couple.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't really want none.
You got one. I ain't going to say his name on here, but you got one.
I know I got one, but I ain't.
He's a functioning methaholic.
Yeah, that's what these boys were. They were functioning methaholics.
They are funny to hunt with. I'm not going to lie.
Hunt with or fish with.
When I was on them prescribed performance enhancers, I could push them hours late like that and be hunting. That's one reason why Keisha got started at 2:00 in the morning.
I'm sleeping. He's like, "You want to turn loose one more time?" I'm like, "Nah, we might as well."
Might as well.
I was ready to go.
We're here. Might as well do it.
Well, man.
You just can't say, "Let's drop them one last time." Because if you say them words, that's when you're walking.
That's about the truth.
I've had that happen. I've had that one last drop be like a worse one more than there have been good ones, but I have had some good ones too.
I haven't ran into any good ones yet. Most of the time when I say let's drop them one more time.
That's terrible.
It's, they get in the thickest, nastiest stuff they can find.
It depends on how the coon's been moving. If I've been early and they haven't been nothing moving like real early, then I'm apt to I don't think I did it none this year, like go turn loose a little after midnight. But a lot of times when I get off work and turn loose late, that will be a lot of people's one last time drop when they turn loose it, because I get off at midnight. And a lot of times I do good in certain places after midnight.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
When I was hunting in Illinois, every now and then, dang, after midnight, you would run into a couple, but it was just nothing but walking up there, especially hunting walker dogs, because all they want to do is run.
Exactly. And it's flat.
I need to find me a cur or a feist or something, dang, since it's close.
That's for sure. If you don't want something with that go to it. Hunt them close. Well, man, tell us about that story you was telling me about.
So we was, me and two of my buddies was out here hunting on an island in between Beaufort and Hunting Island. Can't say which one because we may or may not have had permission to be there. But we was in there hunting, and the spot we was hunting, you had to cross a couple coves, and you know how the pluff mud is. It's like quicksand. So
it's rough on a fat one too. I'm just here to let you know.
Hey, if you slow down when you're going across it, you're going down. As a fat man, you're going down. But me and the other fellow that was with us, he was a bigger fella too. So we was both stuck waist deep in this mud trying to get out. We're laughing, cutting up while we're getting ourselves out of it. And we was cutting up for a little bit after we got out of it. So we're standing around in the middle of a cemetery. And the guy that had us out there, he turned around and said, "Hey, y'all shut up." Well, we were scrolling on our phones. We had shut up by now. So we were scrolling on our phones, looking at Facebook or whatever we was looking at. We looked at each other and looked at him and said, "We ain't talking." He said, "Y'all hear that?" So we started listening close. And we could hear two people talking. And the road that we came in on was a real sandy road. It was like that white sand, like kind of like beach sand, kind of.
Yeah.
So you could see any footprints in it or tracks or anything. But after they went by, we waited a little bit. Then we headed out to the road, got to get closer to the dogs, grabbed the dogs up. We started looking at the road. There's no footprints except for our footprints coming into where we was hunting. But we saw, heard two people talking to each other, and it's a long time ago, so I think they might have had a real dim light or something. It might not have been a light, but it scared the hell out of us. And one of the guys that was with us, he ain't never been back out there hunting before.
That was a ghost.
He said that was enough for me. He's done. That's what I think it was. And the fella that had us out there, he said he's had it happen to him one or two more times other than that. He was out there by himself one time when it happened. Mm. The first time he took me hunting out there, was dogs were treeing, and I was looking up in the tree, walking backwards, and tripped over what I thought was a rock. I said, "Why are these rocks here?" He said, "That ain't a rock. That's a headstone." I said, "You could have told me that." I ain't trying to be in the middle of a cemetery in the middle of the night, especially on these islands out here.
So, dude, what about the island out there with the monkeys on it? You know which one I'm talking about?
You're talking about Morgan Island.
Yeah,
I haven't been out there. I haven't been out there, but I know about it. My one of my dad's ex-girlfriends used to work out there.
So,
she used to work at the monkey farm here in Yemisee, and there's another one in Hampton. But she used to work out there, and then they would take monkeys back and forth to the island and stuff.
Have I done talked about Monkey Island on this podcast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think once before.
I about damn went coon hunting on it. Because I didn't know it was a Monkey Island. And I was like, I ain't never seen this many damn coon tracks in my life. I was like, there are some hammers in here, dude. It was a cow trail around it. I was like, look at this shit. I was like, I don't know what kind of
gun. You was on it?
I know the fella that went on it.
Oh, too. you was looking at it from the boat, huh?
Nah, it was on the boat. Man, we got shipwrecked on it. That's what we're going to say, all right? We were shipwrecked on the damn Monkey Island. And we got off of it. We did not know it was a Monkey Island this whole time.
I'm surprised they wasn't standing there while you was there, because usually when they hear boats coming, they run to the side.
Well, it was real rough.
People out there and beat them and stuff.
It was like 6-7 foot swells. We wound up banked on the damn Monkey Island, and I was seasick as some bitch. I ain't never been seasick in my life, and I was. And I sat down under this. It's like this little bit on this little tree out there. It's on the point of the island, like away from the woods, kind of. And I was like, dude, look at this damn coon trail. And it was not a coon trail, it was a monkey trail. We didn't know until 2 days later. My cousin called me, he's like, "I know why we weren't supposed to be on that island."
isn't there signs all over that island?
Yes, there's signs all over. There was no signs on the side that we washed up on, though.
What kind of boat was y'all in?
We was in the 18x60 Deercraft John boat.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it kind of like cut off on us, and we washed up on the island. Then we got it back going, and like not got off the island because of the waves were so bad.
Mm. I bet not. Not if they was that big.
Yeah, we was. But anyways, we wound up washed up on the banks of the Monkey Island, and on our way out, we kind of went around it real slow, you know, because we was having trouble. You can see something black standing in there's like that seagrass, that grass that grows in between the. It's like a mound of oyster shells in the woods. There was something black in it. My cousin was like, "Look, look." Well, by the time he said that, it like disappeared down into the grass. Well, we thought it was a hog, and we hog hunted at the time too. So we was like, you know what? We come out here at night, and turn a coon dog loose or a hog dog loose, won't nobody ever know we've been on this island.
Y'all might not get that dog back.
So, at this time, we did not know it was a monkey island. We just knew that the government did not want you on this son, bitch, because there's a bunch of science. Once we come around it, you know, we're like, damn, why don't they want you on that island?
So, they want us out there because of all these damn coon tracks.
Yeah, no joke. We're about to go coon and fuck up science. Dang it. he called me back like the next day. He said, dude, there's monkeys on the damn island. That's why you ain't supposed to be on the island. And I was like, well, it's a good thing we didn't go cut a coon dog loose, because there's a lot of monkeys on this island. There's not a few. It's like 1,000.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
So
there's a bunch of them.
Well, let's go back off of Monkey Island and get back to that island y'all was hunting on. Do you remember anything about that graveyard? Could y'all tell, you know, any history to it? 8 years or anything?
I didn't look into it that much.
I mean, but, you know, there's a heap of history down there and a lot of history back in that. I was just curious how old of a graveyard that would be.
If you bleep it out, I can tell you exactly where it was.
No, I don't want to know that bad. I just I just thought you it might it's like growed up.
It's a it was when we were hunting it. It's clear cut now.
Oh, okay. So well, all right then.
It's old like the graveyards we got if it's grown up wood around it.
That's why I was thinking it was grown up 1600s, 1700s.
It was probably when that island started getting people.
You know, because during the Revolutionary War, they utilized a lot of, they hid out on a lot of islands down there.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever they could get islands, but especially down there on the coast, they hid out.
On the Monkey Island, bro. It's a big one. It looks like some prime hunting. But don't be fooled.
There's a fort on the island that I'm talking about. So it was definitely used during the wars and stuff.
Okay. That makes sense, man.
Yeah. We used to play paintball at the fort, but now they got a fence around it and all kinds of stuff.
You could play paintball on Monkey Island. Make it interesting.
Yeah. You might need a paintball gun to keep them away from you.
Do you know a dude that, I don't know if you know him or not, he lives down that way somewhere. His name's Ed Altman. They call him Pig Eye.
No, I don't know him.
I was just wondering, some people in the competition world would know him because I think he hunted, I don't want to say he hunted with Tim Kramer, but I'm pretty sure they go back, but he took me hunting. Actually, I rode with him to judge a cast down there in Beaufort against him. And it was, I don't know what dog he was hunting, but Billy Bell was hunting peaches. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, too. But I was judging that cast, and he went down to what was ex-Governor Mark Sanford's family land, their plantation land. And it's down near Beaufort somewhere. And that's the only time I've been hunting that far south in the state.
There's a couple plantations around here that we had permission to hunt, and you could cut the dogs loose, and the dogs would be treeing on one tree, and you could shine your light in a circle, and you could see 13 or 14 other coons sitting up in trees around you.
I believe that.
I've been to places down there before when I was younger.
I believe that. They have them like that.
There's a bunch of them down this way.
I mean, you should feel like it's Illinois all over down there, but just a lot more water.
A lot more water and less cornfields.
You got anywhere to hunt down there now?
Only place I hunt down here now is the WMAs.
Okay. It's probably not that great.
No.
All about like our WMA.
Probably, it sounds about the same. Sounds about the same.
Dude, it sounds about
the same. Run into three or four people.
Every bit of WMA all across the country that I hear people talking about. That seems to be a consensus.
Google Maps and all.
There's some state land in Illinois that I know of that we treed 3, 4, 5 coons a night every time we hunted it. But there's a couple big lakes in Illinois that have a lot of state land around them. We used to hunt all of those, and we killed a bunch of them. And every now and then we would end up in some spots and we probably was renegated, but we killed a lot of coons doing it.
Man, I don't care what nobody says. If you're going to be a coon hunter, you got to have a little touch of renegade in you. That's just the way
dog
it
can't
is.
Read no signs. And every now and then I just become dyslexic, and that no trespassing looks like you should hunt here.
I was in the slow classes. Yeah. We used to have a slogan, no trespassing means many coons live here.
If there's a sign up, that means they're trying to hide something good behind that sign. You should go check it out.
We feed deer.
But yeah, it's dang. That's the only thing with Illinois is dang. They can't feed them up there. So if you run into buckets or anything like that, you'd definitely in a spot where you need to be at.
Heck yeah. They can't hang feeders out in Illinois for coons or deer. He might be talking about deer.
You can't feed no wildlife in Illinois.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, dang. I guess they produce enough corn. Ryan's about to sneeze all up in the mic.
I guess that's what it is, but dang, it's crazy because everywhere that sells hunting stuff sells corn and bait and all of that other stuff that they sell at Walmart down here, but you can't use it in Illinois.
It's kind of like little crack pipes in the gas stations.
Yeah. You mean the roses in glass?
Yeah.
Or the roses in glass with the globe on the end of it? Yeah, because nobody knows what those are.
Those oil burners, I think what they call them.
Oh, man.
It's all cool while you're in the gas station and you walk out with it. Your ass is
dead. There's a couple gas stations in the town I grew up in Illinois, in Decatur, Illinois, that you can go to a couple of the gas stations and you ask for the brown bag special. They'll give you a pipe. They'll give you burlap or the Brillo, a lighter, 2 Newports, and everything else you need to go smoke.
Well, damn. I feel like we
can like,
market this.
It's like 40 bucks. It's like 40 bucks.
We probably can't market that. We can probably trade that for some stuff.
Yeah. You can definitely get some free stuff out of it.
The brown bag special.
Don't give this joker no ideas.
Well, he's gonna have a decal on the back window of his truck now. Says the brown bag special.
Paint my truck brown. Just need to get an ice cream truck. Is what we need to do. All the ice cream trucks in our area. That's pretty much what they got. They got the whole setup.
That's what they doing.
Man, have you ever been squirrel hunting with dogs?
I went one time, but I definitely want to go some more. But nobody down here that I know has squirrel dogs.
Well, good. We need to come blow it up down there.
Come on down. I know a couple WMAs we can go hit, or we can, you know, not read the signs.
Here's the question. Way. Do you live in the city, or do you live in the country?
I live right on the edge of town.
How big is your yard? You got enough room for a tent?
I got extra rooms, Bubba. Come on down.
That might be
my neighbors are about to hate me, though, because in June, I'm about to go pick up, I think he said he's giving me 10 beagles, so I'm about to go pick up.
Oh,
no,
they're
going to
love you.
Oh, yeah, they sure are.
Are they deer beagles or rabbit beagles?
Rabbit beagles.
Okay. Them songs don't even need an excuse to bark.
I got one out in the backyard. Dang, I don't know what she's barking at most of the time, but she's barking.
Daniel's got some in his backyard.
One of my brother-in-law's beagles is behind my house in my father-in-law's kennels, and I utterly despise the way that dog barks. I hate to hear that dog
barking. I know which
barking.
One you're talking about. It should be hitting the head.
Don't say it. But I despise.
I didn't say that we was going
that freaking dog.
It should be.
I asked him one day. I said, Chris, I said, whose dog is that? He was like, that's mine. I was like, and you like the way that bark sounds? I hate listening to that sucker. I hate his voice. I don't know, something about it just annoys me. It apparently
I like
annoys
the ones
Ryan
that sound
too.
Like the ones that sound like they're stepping on something every time they open their mouth. That real high pitched squeal.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Or it sound like it's getting kicked or something.
That's what, God almighty.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I couldn't even. That was
a high pitched squeal. That bow every time.
Yeah. Wow, that hurt my ear.
I'm sorry, Daniel. I just had to give y'all.
You scared the crap out of Dustin. You didn't see him look up.
He'll do that to you when that rabbit jumps up too.
Sweet Jesus. Well, man. What do you think that was you heard that light out there? What do you think?
Well, I'm pretty
people?
Sure it was ghosts. It was ghosts. It wasn't people. It wasn't no footprints for it to be people.
I got you. I just didn't want to put words in your mouth. I just wanted to see if you had any opinions.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was ghosts. That island's haunted. All kinds of stories online about that island being haunted.
Golly. I'm going to have to go back. I was in CVS last night, and they have this little section about South Carolina, Lawrence County, like books. And they had one that was mm-hmm. like Spooky Tales from South Carolina. I don't know the author. You know, there's like 50 of them. I just picked it up and was thumbing through it. And I seen something about Beaufort when I was going through it. And I didn't stop and look at it, but I remember seeing that. So I don't know. Maybe I might have to go back to CVS and see if it's the – an island or what it is in Beaufort that was spooky.
There's a bunch of stories about downtown Beaufort, but all the islands around Beaufort are all haunted too.
We need to go hunt them.
I know I won't go in the woods by myself.
Oh.
I know you better be paying attention to what island you go on in the dark down there.
Oh yeah.
Why?
The monkeys, fool.
Oh. But you can't get out of a boat. It ain't like you just going to cross over. See,
hey, half that island ain't got signs on it.
But see, y'all have washed up on it. Y'all have tidal creeks too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, like walk over on the island. Like it was dry and you walked over there and then all of a sudden that tidal creek will come in and when you go to go back across it, it's doggone 15 foot deep.
I would not swim across it.
I don't know if you could. I don't know if you could do that. Because most of the tidal creeks are surrounded by pluff mud. I mean, if you move fast enough and you don't weigh over 280, maybe. I'm a little tick over that.
See, I've heard of that happening on competition hunts. Like, they had dogs get over their tree, and they'd get over there to them, and then
can't come back.
Yeah, the creek be done, or it be done rose up, and they'd be stranded mm-hmm. on that island. Or they'd have to hurry up and get back across before it comes up. Yes,
it usually takes a little while for the water to come up. This thing, I think it's like 6 hours up, 6 hours down. But, I mean, you could get walking around trying to not cut right through all the thick stuff, and it'd take you a little minute to get to your dog and then get back out. But it might be hard to do that.
So do you do much fishing?
Oh yeah, I love fishing. If it has to do with being outside, I love doing it.
Yeah.
Fishing, well, hunting, all of it.
I've been wanting to take an adventure in my boat to the
yeah.
state.
Ryan was telling me a little while ago, got my parts in, fixed my boat. So I imagine he's probably about to... Don't give him much incentive or he'll be down there fishing with you.
Come on down. I can't tell you where the good spots are, but I can show you a couple of spots. Usually when I go fishing, all I catch is little sharks and stingrays. I don't have the luck like other folks got.
We might have to do some fishing then.
What about oysters? You ever go out collecting oysters?
I try to stay away from oyster beds. I got scars on my legs from them jokers.
Really? I mean, I imagine you probably, they'll cut you. They will get you.
Get
your ass.
They'll cut you.
Down there over an oyster bed. There's probably people make their living off of certain oyster
beds. They probably do. I just didn't know if there was places that you could actually, like, pay a thing and go out there and collect them. I didn't know if that was.
If you got a boat and some good boots, you could get out on the oyster beds and collect oysters. But I've never done it, so I couldn't tell you.
Most of
where the good ones are.
Most of the ones that are making money on it, they have their own little piece of property, and they've got their own oyster farm going on right there on the water. And it, like, I watched one about that black dude that does that. His family's been doing that for I don't know how long, and they supply a lot of them restaurants down there with fresh oysters on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
But they have their things, like how they keep reproducing them and which ones they won't keep, which ones they'll just keep, and how they go through their process, and they regenerate them. But they've been doing it for years and years.
It's crazy how those things grow. I do too. I like them steamed. I don't like them raw, but
yeah, I like them steamed.
I'll eat them.
I will eat them raw, like straight off ice. I'll eat that, but I'll eat them steamed. I'll eat my body weight in steamed oysters.
We have to be trapped on islands for some time for me to eat one.
You like?
I can't do it raw.
I'll eat them steamed. I had never ate no raw ones.
They a little bit. They ain't my favorite. Eat them cold like that. But I'll steamed on a real. I love them when it's really cold outside and you get them hot steamed just oysters and they just they like seafood. Mm-hmm. Fruit gushers or like seafood gushers. I don't know what it is. It's like
a
gush of salt water.
Put some hot sauce on it. Throw it in there.
Yeah. That's some good eating.
Those are good that way. Oh, yeah.
I've heard stories. Mr. Steve will hear this, but I've heard a story of when him and David McKee and them used to go down to Florida and hunt with Johnny Brinkley down there. And then they would just sit out there and eat oysters right out the cooler. And just the whole night. So there'd be a pile of oysters. They got a pile of oysters from where they would sit in that same spot year after year and just throw oyster shells down. We need to start something that.
That'd be the thing to do right there. Just sit there on the bank.
Because I ain't eating no oysters.
Oh, they must have peeled 15 boiled eggs right here.
Well, man, you got any other good stories for us, or?
None on the top of my head, bro.
All right. Well, we like 35 minutes. That's a reasonable. That's a good length. What this will be end up being about a 1 hour podcast or something. Eventually, when we get done with our part of it, and I guess what it'll make Dustin happy because it won't be 2 hours.
You know, like 2 hour podcast, Dustin?
It's a lot to listen to, man. It's a lot to listen to. It's a lot.
Hey, let me ask you. We'll do a one person poll. What do you prefer, a short or a long form episode?
It don't matter. I listen to both of them. I drive a truck, so I listen to 5 or 6 podcasts a night.
Okay.
Dang.
That's all right.
Yeah, I drive from Yemisee to Madison, Georgia, and back every night.
Heck yeah. Ain't hauling chicken feed or nothing, are you?
Nope. None of that.
Was you trying to get chicken feed running?
No, I just know another dude that goes back and forth to Georgia a lot, but he works at Cobb. And I think he hauls chicken food down there, chicken houses.
I really don't know what all I haul. I don't look at the manifest. I just make sure there ain't no hazmat on it, hook up, and roll out.
Heck yeah. I bet you see some crazy stuff on the road.
Oh, yeah. Especially the way I go, because I go through the Savannah River site.
Yeah.
I go up through Augusta and all that. You'd be surprised how many naked people you see on the side of the road.
Oh, man. And I've heard horror stories of people, like truck drivers, going through downtown Atlanta late at night. Well, I don't know if it's got to be late at night. It's just downtown Atlanta.
Atlanta, Chicago, and Dallas all suck.
They suck.
All of them. They are all.
All three of them are liberal shitholes. You hear that?
Yeah. Shitholes. Yeah. They're all shitholes for sure.
I always said Atlanta's the asshole of the South.
Hey, this is off topic, but we put a little PSI on this. Have you listened to any of the Fannie Willis trial going on in Atlanta, Fulton County?
Don't know nothing about it.
I listened to the Drinking Bros podcast, and they play snippets from it, but that's all I listened to of it.
Oh, my goodness. I highly encourage everybody to go check out the Fannie Willis trial. And you will see some of the wildest. You would not even believe some of the stuff that this woman has done and feels justified. It's wild, dude. I'll tell y'all about it when we hang up, get off of here.
It ain't no crazier than Illinois. In Illinois, the governors make license plates most of the time now. They all get sent to prison.
Golly. Well, yeah, I heard that Chicago is a bad representation for Illinois in whole.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, most of the voting that's done, because apparently Chicago is the most populated area of Illinois, so whatever the voting happens in Chicago, dang, affects all of Illinois, even though nobody likes that place.
Yeah, but Chicago is popping off with the Mothman, like, a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of sightings of this crazy Mothman critter thing around Chicago.
That's what your Wendigo's for us over with.
Really, around the airport. There's a bunch of sightings around the airport all the time.
That's just one of you local tweakers.
Not too long ago, there was some sightings of old Sam Squanch down here at Hunting Island Beach.
Uh-oh.
That's interesting.
We should go looking for him.
Y'all have fun.
You don't want to go with us? That could be the bachelor party of Sam Squam.
Hey,
man, it ain't going to be guess for me.
Guess what? Hey, Ryan, tell Dustin what you told me the other day about over in Union.
Oh, damn old dude told me he heard it on the radio that they had a Sam Squam spot in Union. That it visited like four nights in a row, peeping in his windows and shit.
You sure that's Sam Squanch?
Blow the wind out, buddy.
Yeah, about the second peep, we lost the wind.
Yes, sir. We're going to have to replace that with plywood.
I boom, got
boom,
him.
Boom, boom.
Ain't nothing looking in my window, son.
I got him.
They might not want to look in mine.
I can just imagine. I ain't even gonna say it.
They're like trying to sneak up on me while I'm turkey hunting.
You see my Facebook page. You can imagine it.
Okay. Oh, man. The dude has an awesome tattoo, and I like it. It has white trash royalty. And I was like, I kind of want one of them tattoos like that now.
Let me give it to you.
No.
Come on.
I got a bunch of crazy ones. I got left leg here, right leg there, tattooed on my shoulders.
Dang. Well, boss, we're going to go ahead and get off of here, man, before we get carried away talking about any other kind of off-the-wall topics.
All right, Bubba. But y'all boys have a good one.
Hey, man, I appreciate you sending me that message and being free to record with us tonight.
Heck yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all thinking it was actually good enough for an episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We needed an episode like this, too.
Ryan's been waiting for somebody some meth head stories.
Yeah, we need more meth head stories. I know there's more meth head stories out there. This is Coon Hunt Confidentials, people, not damn Coon Hunt Bigfoot.
Ryan has a sore
I'll
spot
send you
with
a
that
message.
Because he thinks
I get tired of everybody asking me, am I looking for Bigfoot? Hell no, I'm looking for crazy stories.
If some of them just include Bigfoot. That's fine, but
I come home, my neighbor come running out my back door, I chase him down, beat the hell out of him. I want to hear
Wow.
Crazy coon hunting story. Yeah. They ain't all got to be Bigfoots and fairies.
Oh, man. It's like a, I lost my train of thought. Just, oh, you're talking about the tweakers. They doggone think everything's a drone. Do all of them, like, have, like, 10 different chargers for 5 different types of phones or something like that?
Oh, they all do.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
That's worldwide. That's a, every not everybody kind of that wears a headlight is a tweaker, but every tweaker has a headlight.
Facts. Big facts.
That seems to be worldwide. Yeah. I wonder what the fascination is with charging cords.
We're going to donate one of coon light just and see what kind of shit they get into.
It'd be too bright for them, man. They wouldn't like
not
it.
With all those cool settings on it.
Yeah. There's all kinds of different color lights. They'll and be give playing with that all night. Hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give them a laser to play with.
This is there'd a YouTube documentary.
Like a cat. Oh, like yeah. A cat.
That's what I was thinking. They'd play with a meth head like a cat with that dog on laser.
Well.
I lived in an apartment right next to a KFC, and I could take my laser pointer and put it out my front door and, like, shine it on the people walking through the drive-thru and stuff.
I bet
he's freaking out. I had a dude jump in the bushes one time.
They shoot. Doof, doof, doof.
It's, meth heads are just like cats. Just shine a laser at them. They'll play with it.
Yeah, hey, now y'all really scratch and claw all over everything. Oh, all yeah. Over theirself. Just like a cat. Golly. Well, Squishy, I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you later, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all boys have a good one.
Peace out. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Coon Hunting Confidentials on the Houndstooth Podcasting Network. If you want to get in touch with me, my email address is htpodinfo@gmail.com. That is htpodinfo@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you with all your coon hunting stories that include the creepy, crazy, and the unexplained. Until next time, keep them dogs in the woods and happy hunting, y'all.